For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU Beaver women's hockey team is Bailey Wright, a redshirt senior out of Anchorage, Alaska. And Bailey, we're going to take you back a little bit to when you first came to BSU. And you came from Duluth, UMD, and had to sit out your 2014-15 season. What was it like having to sit back and kind of wait to get your first time chance to play with the Beavers?
I was really anxious. It seemed like a long time, but when it came, like the next year, I was pretty excited. It was pretty cool. I mean, I got to get out there and practice every day with the girls. It was kind of like a year just to refresh and get strong. It's pretty cool.
You grew up in Anchorage. Your brother also plays college hockey for the University of Alaska Anchorage. What's it like? Both you guys are seniors this year. How hard is it for your parents to get to one game or another?
I mean, it's pretty easy for them to watch him because he's a hometown kid, but my parents make their way down here a few times. It's pretty exciting.
For you and your brother, do you keep in touch like often after game weekends and kind of compare notes?
Yeah, we always tell each other what we can do, go to the net hard. I mean, we're both the same. We're wingers. Like, we kind of know the same things to do. It's pretty cool. It's pretty unique.
Very unique. Well, this past summer, you had a visitor from your BSU Beaver hockey team. Aaron Dieters came up to visit you. Quite the adventure from what I saw in your Facebook pictures. We'll have to share some of them here during our post of this. But what all did you take Dieters out to do?
We did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of adventures. We went to the end of the road in Alaska. We went to Homer the Spit, where there's camping on some rock beaches. We went fishing a lot. Aaron is obsessed with fishing. I couldn't get her off the river. Did a lot of camping. It was pretty cool.
Sleep under the stars?
Oh yeah. Sometimes it was a little bit windy and rainy, but we dealt with it. Beaver strong.
I'm totally jealous. Speaking of Aaron Dieters, she got a chance to play this last weekend on Saturday. She split the weekend with Brittany Mowat, and Aaron hadn't played since the first weekend of the year. I know the score isn't indicative of how she played, but how fun was it to be able to see her get out there against a team like Wisconsin?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, having Aaron get out there like that, one of my best friends on the team, it's awesome, but at the same time, it's also really scary because, like, I don't want to, like, let her down and let someone go down on her. I feel like almost another responsibility. I feel like that's, like, my best friend back there. I got to get her back. But it was pretty cool. I mean, even just going out there for the national anthem, her being right next to me, it was awesome. Give her a nice little tap on the pads.
All right. You added a member to your family here in Bemidji, a puppy. Okay. Tell us why. You got a puppy during the hockey season. That's got to be hard to take care of.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but he'll be going home at Christmas, and he's going to stay there. Brittany Mowat has a dog from one of the same litters, and it was just a really good deal, and they're just so cute. It's like, how can you say no?
By the way, he's a golden doodle, so he's very, very cute.
Yeah, can't pass him up.
No. What's his name?
Breck,
okay. All right, back to hockey. This WCHA season has been a bit challenging for your team. Just shows how hard this league is. As I mentioned, I had asked Lauren kind of the same question, but hockey is not just a physical game, but it's a mind game. How do you guys get past that and kind of just look forward to, obviously, this weekend is the Whitecaps. You got St. Cloud next.
I mean, you can't, like, be sad about or mad about something like that. You kind of just got to move on and get over it. If you're going to dwell on it, it's just going to bring the team down. So you just got to stay positive, keep working, show up to practice every day. I mean, it's going to get better. It can't get any worse right now. So I think we'll pull through.
Well, I know Coach mentioned your team played two great first periods. You guys are on a roll. A team like Wisconsin, you just can't let up against. They are number one for a reason, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of the game in the penalty box, too. That didn't help. I mean, we need to get all of our lines out there rolling. And then once we are out there rolling, we're playing awesome. I mean, I think they had a few power play goals. Once they get that jump on us, it's kind of hard because then they get rolling. I mean, they're pretty good. And once they're rolling, it's not good. So we got to prevent that. We got to stay out of the box.
This weekend you play the Whitecaps. You'll get a chance to see a former Beaver on the ice, Stephanie Anderson. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be awesome. She's just so much fun to play against. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be good.
How do you defend her and, like, the Lammers and Hannah Brandt, those kind of players?
Stick on puck. A lot of stick on puck action.
What's your major?
Oh, mass communications.
What are you hoping to do when you're done with college?
It'd be pretty cool to get into something like this or advertising. I'm pretty good with computers and technology.
You would do great. Thank you. Bailey, good luck this weekend. We wish you the best, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you.